I'm going to be talking about how to handle your debt when you share finances. Five considerations for significantly reducing and or eliminating your debt. And I have
Queen Bree in the house.
In the house today to help bring the woman's perspective to this discussion. Stay tuned and get the pen and paper out.
Are you tired of feeling like there's more to life that you're just not experiencing? Are you unmotivated by keeping up with the status quo? Are you ready to start living intentionally with your finances and creating the life you want? Get ready for Experiencing Financial Contentment with Dominique Henderson, a podcast focused on helping you create margin for the life you want to live by putting your money where your heart is. Each week, Dominique will help you explore the decisions you make around money so that you can achieve better results. Now, here's your host, Dominique Henderson.
And we're here to help you do more with your life and money.
Just a bit about me. I own a wealth management firm. I'm a certified financial planner. And most of all, I'm a human. That's why I got my wife here of 21 years today. And I understand, we understand the complexity and the frustration sometimes involved with handling your finances, specifically tackling debt.
I agree with you, Dominique. So hopefully some of the things that we'll share with you today will really give you some tools in order to get out there and do what you need to do with your finances.
Yeah, and we've talked about this so many times before. So as a reference, I just want you to know that you can go back into the podcast library that we have where we've talked about marriage and finances and supporting a spouse through transition and all these different topics by just joining the email list, or you can send me an email at feedback@djhendersonsr.com and I'll get right back to you. So let's get started. Get that pen and paper out today, because today we're going to be talking about how to handle debt. And specifically, I would say when you're sharing finances with somebody, because when you're in a relationship, things can get a little sticky, don't you say?
Absolutely, they get sticky because you all you have your own thoughts, you have your own spending habits and ways, and so it's very important that you work together on that.
Yeah, so this is going to be the first, I would say, in a series of finances in marriage tips. And today I want to give you five considerations for tackling debt, and from a professional standpoint, and we're going to bring my wife's very intelligent very womany side to it.
That is a word.
Womany is a word?
Absolutely, it is.
Well, it's just the lighter side of things,
sure,
right? Because mine
sure.
is the more black and white, and yours
absolutely.
Brings the colors, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get started, I just want to say we've been married for 21 years this past May, and we've been through our ups and downs.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're married or thinking about getting married, this is where you want to tune in, because these are some things that, you know, we've kind of done our trial and error, and hopefully you can avoid the mistakes that we've made by maybe listening to some of the stuff that we've gone through.
Sure.
All right, cool. So first consideration, I would say, is create a plan. Why would you want to create a plan, Bree?
You create a plan because things are more likely to happen when you have a written down plan.
See, she's smarter than me already.
I mean, execution, the probability, let's just say it increases, right?
Yeah.
So you and your spouse, you sit down together, you actually know the debt amount, you actually know which is the good debt, which is the bad debt, which to tackle first, and you have that open dialogue about it and write it out and then begin to work towards that goal.
Yeah, and let's just unpack a couple of things you said. So good debt and bad debt, writing down a plan, how much of it do you have, should you refinance it? All these are questions that you guys should be communicating about. But what I would say about good debt and bad debt, just to shed some light on that, is that good debt would be anything that's attached to an asset that's appreciating, like your house. Bad debt would be anything that's attached to an asset that's depreciating, like a credit card debt or like a car. So you need to make sure that when you're creating your plan, that you've segregated these two types of debt and decided how you're gonna tackle each. Now, obviously, you probably wanna put more attention on bad debt. And the reason why is because it's attached to an asset that's depreciating. Whereas debt on your house, you would pay off your credit card or your car before you would pay off your house. So that's kind of some of the tips and tricks that you can use when tackling or reducing your debt. I would say consideration number two would be communicating. You gotta be open and honest. What would you say about that accountability part of communication?
So here's the thing, you're in a partnership, right? And so by definition, you and your partner are part of the equation or the situation.
Makes sense.
So you have to get together and you have to agree. You can't walk together, right, unless you're agreeing on the thing. So I would say that that's a major component in actually eliminating that debt. Both of you agree on the amount and the amount that you want to throw at it each month. That may cut down on spending over here, and both of you have to be well aware of that and willing to do it. That may be just different sacrifices that you would need to make. But if you feel that you've communicated this, this is something that we're trying to do, you're more likely to work together and communicate on that thing.
I would say for us, we had monthly check-ins for a long time as we were working through our debt plan. And so that looked like, you know, a sitting down for a designated time where we actually walked through everything and we held each other accountable for what we were trying to
do. Yeah, and if you're like my guy, this guy is the spreadsheet master, right? So all I saw was circles and I saw charts and I saw a pie chart. I saw reds, I saw blues. All I needed was the information of this is where we are, this is how much we have. So, you know, you kind of learn each other's communicative language and go from there.
Yeah. I would say the third consideration, along with the first two of creating a plan and communicating as often as possible with check-ins, is don't become enemies of one another. You know, you got to support each other in the setbacks. Sometimes the plan will go awry and it will go off schedule. You may have to pause. Maybe you have a family emergency or you have a, you know, you may get pregnant or something like that. Who knows? It's a lot of things. Well,
I guess people
we're not getting pregnant. Are we?
We're not getting pregnant. But I see what you're saying. That's what other people could have happen to them. And you're right. You're right. So, no, about the enemy part. Listen. Yeah. It's a partnership. Here's the thing. You're both different.
Yeah.
I'm more of the spender. I love to go. I love to do. I love to give. He's more of the prudent one. You know, he loves to save. He thinks further and future. And both of those are fine and appropriate.
Yeah.
So if something comes up and it's your side of the family who needs support, he can't look at me and, you know, you got to say, okay, hon, this is what's going on. We'll regroup. And you're right. You can't become enemies in that. It'll derail all things.
Yeah. And I would say what goes into that is get help where you're needed. That would be the fourth consideration. Wherever you need help, hire a professional in or somebody at least that can give you an objective opinion on what your situation looks like. Sometimes as partners, being both in the relationship, you're both in the weeds of everything and you can't really see the forest for the trees, if you will. So it's sometimes good to hire somebody in, maybe like myself, that can come in and look at everything and look at everything objectively and give you advice based on that. Would you agree with that?
Sure, I agree with that. We do that in other areas of our lives, you know, so why not with our finances? That's one of the biggest and major concerns in relationships today, particularly marriages. So it behooves us to take care of us ourselves.
I would say the fifth and final thing would be celebrate your wins together.
I love to celebrate.
You can see that she loves to celebrate.
I do.
But what's important here is after you've sat down and created a plan and you've done your check-ins and maybe you had a little, you know, pillow talk and some fights in between and you've done all this and you've actually accomplished your goal, celebrate those wins. You know, it builds a camaraderie. It allows you guys to have this type of it strengthens the partnership and the relationship,
right? I agree.
Yeah, and it makes that next goal that much easier to accomplish, I would say.
I mean, and that's with anything. You want to be able to say that I've accomplished something, those small term goals, you know what I mean? Or short term goals, and really make sure that you're agreeing with each other and celebrating them.
Cool. Any other tips that you want to, those five considerations? So we create a plan.
Create it, yeah.
We got to do the communication and the check-ins.
Absolutely.
Don't be each other's enemies. Make sure you support one another.
Yeah.
Get help when needed. All right. And then finally, celebrate your wins. So that's how to handle debt. Five considerations for tackling debt when you're sharing finances with somebody. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more updates like these. And if you want to go a little deeper, I do have an ebook, 3 Simple Steps to Achieve Your Ideal Financial Outcome. I'll link that below in the show notes. Have a good one. We'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.